It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, and Sean Rogers to go through a very tight review on a very tight Anfield Wrap Friday. It's following Liverpool's 2-0 win over Union SG in the Europa League. I think, Neil, when we start on selections and approaches, I think it's probably best in this game that we incorporate what happens at half time, because the manager has confirmed all three subs were planned. He says if we could do it, that was the idea. If we could do it and nobody else had problems, then it was clear these three boys go off. So, is it sensible? I mean, there's still a couple of questions looming there. The Canate one, the feeling that, you know, the manager would have liked us to have a bit more of a dominating first half. And then within all that, it's a question of, with Sunday in mind, what he does there.
So, do I think it's sensible? The answer is yes. And what we're then talking about is whether or not we agree with the ones he's done and the decisions that he's made first and foremost. But do I think it's sensible? Yes. I think it's noticeable, and I've said this on another show, so if you've listened to all the shows, I'm repeating myself somewhere. It's noticeable Villa do 3-on-45 as well. And one of the things I think, so one of the ones they do is they do John Duran off and Ollie Watkins on. And that's a bit odd. Now, they're only 0-0 Villa, but I'm going to choose to believe they're pre-programmed as well. And why I think this is interesting is we see all these football matches, and we see them maybe a bit of a Football Manager way or a FIFA way, where the bar is there or it's 100% and it does this thing. And I understand that, because we're not meant to be sports scientists. But also what we're not doing is we're not training players. And the fact of the matter is that this might well be Mo Salah's best training session in the gap between the games against Tottenham and the game against Brighton. That Liverpool have given him 45 here, and what they're trying to do is keep him in rhythm, keep him in shape, and he's not going to get to play a game Friday. So if he doesn't play today, he doesn't get to train Friday, because someone's got to play, and then he's got to train with someone. So effectively, the idea is that, say, 16, if Salah's not one of them, 16 are then on recovery days on the Friday. So he's now not going to get to do anything until Saturday, which is going to be focusing back on team shape. So within that context, Nunez and Salah, the manager's argument is, I suspect, it isn't the idea of go on there and get it won for me, boys. It's also the idea of go and have a good 45 workout in proper circumstances, and then we worry from there. And so he's managing the minutes and he's managing the footballers, but he's also simultaneously, he's literally seeing this as part of the process of getting them into the best possible condition he can around that game that's coming next.